Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Friday, happy Friday to everyone out there. Just a quick little update on the inmates that escaped the New Orleans prison.
Yes, yes, please.
Currently, right now, they
that
are...
sounds so desperate, damn.
Because I got to know.
Yeah, I need it.
Well, currently, right now, they are still on the loose, but they upped the reward to $50,000 each.
Oh, wow. What was the reward before?
Do you know? I want to say it might have been $25,000.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. So they upped it to $50,000.
Who's still out there?
So Antoine Messi is still out that there, guy, and Derrick Groves.
The mastermind. Yeah. Mastermind, and that's then Derrick Groves.
The guy with the tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still out there. Derrick Groves is still out there. I'll keep y'all updated whenever I get some more news.
Okay.
Speaking of prison and all that stuff, President Trump pardoned a few folks the other day. Mm-hmm. And it was making the rounds. So Todd and Julie Chrisley.
They know best.
Yep. Chrisley know best. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chrisley knows
is
best.
Is that the one that be popping up on like USA?
Yes.
I never really watched it. I'm just familiar with this.
Oh, I haven't watched it, but I've seen it many times because there's a few things that I'll watch on USA. So like Premier League soccer will happen on a Saturday or Sunday on USA. Mm-hmm. And then after that, when I forget to change the channel, I'll roll into I'm like, what is this?
The reason I can't stand Todd and Julie Chrisley. I can't stand them. This is why. It's nothing personal or anything. My wife is a big fan of this show, and I wasn't familiar with this show too much until, I want to say, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the end of 2020, or I can't remember, but...
what happened in 2020?
I had COVID.
Yeah.
This is when I first had COVID,
mm-hmm.
and me and my wife had COVID, so we was in the bed the whole time.
Watching.
Yes. Oh, my God. Like, episode after episode, we was watching. I want to say it came on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
So she was just rolling through every season, man. Just steady. I felt like I was just in a dream, that theme song and everything. I'm just like, man.
So she made you smoke 100 pack. Like for you, just got sick of it.
I was just sick. I was literally sick.
Yeah.
And got sick of the show because that was the only thing playing. And I was in the bed just going back and forth to the bathroom. All I wasn't really doing them, but in the bed and that damn show was playing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got so tired of that show. I don't know. I just couldn't stand it. I really didn't understand the show to begin with, man.
Yeah. What is their claim to fame? Part of my ignorance.
I want to say real estate. Was it real estate?
I believe it was.
I think it was a lot of real estate type stuff.
Yes. Man, we'll put you on TV for anything now, won't you?
Yeah. It's very popular, though, man.
I mean, I'm not denying that. There's a lot of people, especially as we've continued to, democratize the internet and stuff, where it's just like, hey, you can find some notoriety for anything.
Yeah.
And there are little pockets of fans for all sorts of different people. Yeah. I'm just like, oh, okay, there's just going to be things that I don't know that are probably still some level of importance.
So yeah, but I'm sure they probably going to get another shot at a show or something like that.
They commit bank fraud, wire fraud, tax evasion, secured more than $30 million in loans on false pretenses.
Damn. Yeah.
But that white collar joint. Shout out.
Yeah, so they free. NBA Youngboy rapper. Mm-hmm. He was also parting. Now, Larry Hoover.
Wait, you just going to skip by? What an NBA young boy? Because I don't even, like, look.
He always doing something.
That's exactly it. I don't know what he got.
Yeah, that's the reason why I skipped by. He was back and forth to jail all the time.
You say he going to get another one?
Yeah. I'm want to reference Dave Chappelle, his skit. Well, he's right back in the, you know what? Larry Hoover, who was not pardoned, but he was commuted.
As in Big Meech?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it's funny you said that because so he got some years knocked off his sentence. He was not pardoned, so he's still in he's still in jail,
which should probably speak to the level of dastardliness. I guess, for lack of a better word.
I'm sure you're probably wondering what did he get knocked off. So President Trump commuted 6 federal life sentences for him.
So
probably like, oh, okay, how much time he got left? Well, he still got to serve the remainder of his 200 years.
Oh, okay.
Right. Oh,
he's got 200 left.
So he didn't commute like all the remainder. Yeah. It's just like I'm gonna knock off this little extra.
He commuted the 6 federal life sentences.
Oh, does he have state charges? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. So he got 200 years. So I'm guessing. I mean, he ain't getting out no time.
He got an honorary degree.
I'm guessing.
You can't do nothing with this, but hey,
I'm guessing they probably moving him to like close to the family or something like that. That's worth something, I bet. Yeah, maybe that's the win. Mm-hmm. And y'all probably wonder who the hell is Larry Hoover?
Oh, he's a bad dude.
He's a former gangster and street gang kingpin, and is the founder of the Gangster Disciples, which started in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought this up to my wife because she don't know anything. She don't know, like,
wow. You said that real reckless.
Not anything. You know, my wife, she doesn't know.
Nah, she be in her own little corner. Yeah. So she don't know anything that's happening in entertainment like this. So I told her, I'm like, oh, I brought up Larry Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, wait, Larry Hoover? Big Meech? Larry?
She knew.
So she knew this.
I think I'm Big Meech. Larry Hoover. Whipping work. Hallelujah.
That's the only reason she knew who Larry Hoover was because of the song. Yeah, so.
Hey, it counts.
Yeah, it counts. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Salute to her.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to her. Salute to her.
Yeah, she knew something because usually.
She knew a thing.
Hey, I usually be bringing this stuff up and she have no clue.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she kind of knew. She was a little excited about
it. So she knew at least 2 of the people that got presidential.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, the Chrisley's back? Hey, we in there.
Oh, she knew that one.
Yeah.
So it was an NHL action going on last night, or a couple nights ago too.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida Panthers, they beat the Carolina Hurricanes 5-3 to win the series, and they'll be in the Stanley Cup Finals again, facing on
the Oilers. Yep. Yeah, the Oilers got
the Edmonton
win
Oilers. Yeah,
sending the Stars home.
Yep. Yeah, man. So it's gonna be a repeat of last year.
Oh boy, the Oilers beat the mess out of them Stars.
Yeah, all series long, in fact. Yeah, yeah. So salute to Kenny Albert, man.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes,
Kenny Albert, he had a milestone for he actually got second. He's actually second all time in national TV calls with 1,482.
Mm-hmm.
And he passed a guy by the name of Marv Albert.
That's kind of shocking.
It doesn't seem Kenny right? Albert's 57. It doesn't feel like that.
Yeah. So here's Marv Albert pretty much giving the message to his son Kenny on the TNT pregame show.
Hi, I'm Kenny's dad, Marvin. Ever since Kenny was a kid, he'd have this thing about milestones. How many wins consecutively he'd get in Monopoly, how many goals he'd score in street hockey, how many hamburgers he'd eat at one sitting. Very sad. But how about 1,481 consecutive national games? Those are the stats that he's offering up. Kenny, congratulations. You are the Cal Ripken of sports broadcasting history on the national level.
That's pretty cool.
That's dope.
Yeah.
That's cool. It was kind of cool seeing hearing Marv Albert again too, man. I kind of miss Marv Albert a little bit.
I was gonna say that, but yeah, absolutely, that one hit me. Like just here, especially considering the NBA is leaving TNT, which for me is more of what I think about with Marv Albert. And I understand. Look at me, youthful, soaring with my ignorance, or what have you. No, I know NBA on NBC like that, especially with that coming back as well.
Yeah.
Like hearing Marv Albert takes you to that place. And so just hearing his voice absolutely did that for me. But, of course, I don't want to steal the moment. Shout out to Kenny Albert, man.
Yeah.
Like, that is That is, and it's funny because Kenny Albert probably does, not probably, he just does not hit me in the same place as some other broadcaster because it's a lot of hockey in there.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm not watching Rangers hockey like that or what have you, mm-hmm. but no, he's, I mean, damn good at what he does.
Yeah, man. Salute to Kenny Albert for the milestone.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. TNCs apply.
All right. I'm going to stick with this same game. So Carolina Panthers receiver Xavier Leggett.
Oh, our favorite. One of our favorites.
He actually went, I want to say this was his first NHL hockey game. So he was at the Carolina Hurricanes game versus the Florida Panthers. And here is Xavier mic'd up a little bit. And let's just get some popcorn and enjoy this.
Hey, I'm on the glass. Hey, you ain't tell me the hockey ball's going flying over here. Oh, boy, these folks going crazy, boy. Hey, yeah, they doing that thing. Boy, he got down there cold like, boy, right in front of you, boy. Oh, no.
Were those words?
Hell no. This is my first time seeing this.
He is right on the glass, too.
God, I got scared of hell, boy. I get scared of hell, boy. Yeah. I ain't know when you like this, boy. I'm back. Damn. No. Hell no. Come on, Kynes. Come on, Mike. Come on.
This is my defense,
Kynes. Hey, I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna be back to one of these.
I feel like this is the number one seed of the cross sports matchups of like having one sports athletes. It's always the football players at the hockey game. Sometimes you get the basketball players at the hockey game, but it's just like the fish out of water nature of it that seems to happen. Because it's not like none of the football players been to hockey games, but the ones that they find are always that. And so yes, this is the highlight. But then obviously it's a different level with Xavier. How long before we just get in a Xavier Leggett simulcast of some sport?
Oh, or just a reality show.
I don't know that I mean, I'll watch it. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like I need a simulcast because just like the natural reactions to something happening from him are hilarious.
I think, yeah, a reality show might be good. I don't know, but
I feel like
what they're doing with Jameis Winston with the social media thing. Mm-hmm. I feel maybe it could be a little too early because he just got in the league, so he probably got to play a little more and stuff. But eventually, I think he do have. I don't want to say a little Jameis Winston in him, but just that star quality, just whatever you do. Yeah. It's
going to be entertaining.
It's amazing. Yeah. Like you are that entertaining. You could just go to a restaurant and people will enjoy your commentary.
The best part of that video is like he actually at one point turns around and apologizes to the fans behind him
because
he's like, I am out of control. I realize it, but I've never been to one of these before.
I ain't going to lie. They did look a little irritated.
They did look a little irritated. They
paid good money for them seats.
Yeah.
But at the end, they didn't know who he was. At the end, they were laughing because they're like, oh, that's Xavier Leggett. He's never been to look at this fool.
Yeah.
He's just jumping around.
I think they probably didn't know who that was at the time. Yeah. But
they might not still, but he's just so genuine.
Yeah, towards the end, I think they put him up on the screen and he signed a football and threw it. So I think towards the end, they were kind of having a blast with him.
But he was like apologizing. I'm sorry. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's the distinction for me between, I looked up at the TV. They talking about the Commanders and their you know, offseason and put Laremy Tunsil. How he's not at, you know, OTAs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they put a video of him being walked back into CJ's lap a little bit. Now, I mean, he did not lose the rep, I want to be honest. But yeah. It was just like, oh, you didn't have to do that to that man.
Yeah.
But back to Xavier Leggett, I feel like the distinction between him and Jameis for me is like, Jameis, even though he is like being genuine, you could see him kind of like leaning into the camera.
Oh, yeah, a little extra genuine.
Xavier don't feel like he leaning into nothing right now. Like, this is just like,
that's him.
I am this dude. Mm-hmm. Y'all seem to find it funny that I'm country and say quaint folksy things.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, cool. We can do this. But it does not feel like he's trying to add a little extra jelly, which kind of makes it even better. It's like, this is this dude, and we're just kind of happy to experience
it. Yeah, that's why I think it will probably – I think it could work better than Jameis a little bit, man, because this is a genuine guy.
Yeah.
You could probably – he'll probably take you to his neck of the woods mm-hmm. and – hey, this is how I live life.
Yeah.
And hey, let me cook some dinner for you. Got some raccoon on the stove right now. I feel like that will be so entertaining. I know it's a little early in his career, so
yeah, I think it's probably going to be in the works.
Yeah, no, I definitely think it's going to be in the works. Mm-hmm. Give it a couple more years once he gets settled as a player and all that stuff.
Yeah,
then I think I can see him having a career, especially on social media.
I want to have him on one of these simulcasts like ESPN will do when like a national championship game is happening. Just put him on like the college basketball simulcast with like some coaches where mm-hmm. they're trying to give actual analysis. He's like, hey man, them boys, they're out here hooping. I just need it. I need it in my veins.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
There you go. That's the Figgies mixtape every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610, 1:20 p.m. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy or if you just see some Xavier Leggett clips that you want to send to him. I'm sure he'll be happy.
By the way, shout out to Josh. Josh, he actually sent me this clip.
Okay.
So, we got people sending me stuff for real at the Figgy Fig.
That's what
we want. He actually DM'd me this. So, big shout out to Josh.
There you go. You're going to get the shout out too. You love to see it. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive out there on the 610 Crawfish Tour stop today. We'll talk to them next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.